We have with us someone very important and someone in this fight to help people with lung cancer. That is Harold Wimmer, National President and CEO of the American Lung Association. Thank you for being with us, Harold.
Hey, thank you for having us back again.
Yeah, it's good to see you again because this is the month when we talk about it. I know WGN Radio is a big sponsor of the Fight for Air. It's at presidential towers every year. The people who are incredibly fit across the WGN studios and beyond across the entire city of Chicago show up to run more than 2,000 stairs up and down the presidential towers. One of the hardest climbs I think there is, one of the harder sort of charity climbs or that kind of, you know, contest you can find in the Chicago area. But a lot of people do it.
Oh, yes. We have over 1,000 participants each year in really helping to support the American Lung Association by climbing the four towers at Presidential Towers.
You do good work over there, and we know you're doing good work on behalf of people here, getting the word out about lung cancer. The one thing you hear so much about is lung illness and problems with breathing in the wake of the vaping situation. We just had the fourth death here in Illinois today. That was been in the news today, so that's a separate issue, typically involving a lot of younger people. What would be the average age of someone getting lung cancer? What are you seeing in terms of the statistics?
Well, what we're seeing is that with our new report that was just released on Wednesday of this week during Lung Cancer Awareness Month, it's our state of lung cancer. And what we're finding is that the national average is that approximately 228,000 Americans are being diagnosed with lung cancer each year. And, you know, that number is starting to decrease, but yet the American Lung Association is really working to help raise awareness about this important issue because lung cancer is the number one cancer killer of women and men in the United States. And that's a fact that not many people are really familiar with.
I did not know that.
So it's, you know, our one of our key objectives is to help raise awareness about that important fact. And then also to really drive home that with the incidence of lung cancer, which is the five-year survival rate, is low. Here in the U.S., only about 21.7% of individuals who are diagnosed survive more than 5 years, and that's one of the lower survival rates for any form of cancer.
Why is it, Harold, that people are late to diagnose? Is this something that doesn't present itself with symptoms early enough? Do people ignore those symptoms? What are you finding?
I mean, that oftentimes happens, you know, in terms of individuals presenting symptoms. But the fact is, though, is that there are screening mechanisms now available. So individuals can get screened through low-dose CT screening. It's been in the marketplace now for 4 years, yet only a very small percentage of individuals who we classify as being at high risk are actually getting screened. And that's something that, you know, we're working towards, is to make sure that people become aware if they're at high risk that they should talk to their doctor about getting screened.
What does screening mean? I've never had it before. Maybe people listening are not familiar with it. Is it a scary thing?
No, it's a very simple procedure. It's a CT scan. It just takes minutes to have this test done. And the best part about this is that if someone is detected with lung cancer at an early stage, it's almost curable. So it's really important that, you know, that we find lung cancer at the earliest of stages, because 80% of lung cancer cases are being diagnosed at a later stage, at stage 3 or stage 4. And when it's detected at that late of a stage, the five-year survival rate is less than 5%.
Mm-hmm.
So by detecting it at stage 1 or stage 2, the five-year survival rate jumps up 5 times. So it's almost, you know,
tells you how important that screening really is.
Yes, 90%. So the American Lung Association has a new campaign called Save by the Scan. And we're conducting this campaign in conjunction with the Ad Council. And it's really to help drive awareness, to help individuals determine if they're at high risk and if they should be talking to their physician about getting scans. So the American Lung Association is really asking and encourage the public to go to savebythescan.org. It's on our website, and it will. There's a quiz that's on the website that can really help you determine if you should be talking to your doctor about getting scanned.
That website, once again, is
savedbythescan.org. Or you can go to lung.org, and you'll also get to that website. So screening is really important, and that's really one of our objectives during Lung Cancer Awareness Month, is to drive that awareness.
My aunt passed away a few years, caller in the 708, from lung cancer. First, they thought it was from smoking early on, because a lot of people fall in that category where they smoked for many years and then stopped. But then they believe it was from asbestos. She was a teacher at a certain high school for many years, and there was a presence of asbestos. So how often do you find that it's smoking related, and how often do you find that people who don't smoke aren't aware that they may have lung cancer?
I mean, that's interesting, because 20% of lung cancer cases that are being diagnosed are from individuals who've never smoked. So there are other risk factors. Smoking definitely is the number one risk factor, but there are additional risk factors such as air pollution, radon, also genetics play a factor in this. So, it's really important for us to be aware about lung cancer.
So many people would not even know, because it doesn't have to necessarily do with smoking, and that because of that, it may not even be on your radar, but it's worth getting to that savedbythescan.org. Answer some simple questions. Find out if you might be a candidate for screening.
Yes. I mean, that is so important. And also in our effort to help raise awareness, research is also critical. So the American Lung Association raises important funds, like from our Fight for Air stair climb,
right,
to help support lung cancer research. We also advocate for more funding from NIH for lung cancer research, because just alone in the last 4 years, there's been 25 new drug treatments that have come onto the market. And these really bring hope to individuals who've been found to have lung cancer
diagnosed. I bet it does. SavedByTheScan.org is the place to go. Harold Wimmer, National President and CEO of the American Lung Association, thank you so much for your time. Get to that site, see if you qualify, or you would be a good candidate to get a screening. Might save your life.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Harold. Appreciate it.